Hey everyone, welcome to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. I'm a sex and intimacy coach and a psychologist, and I've spent the last 30 plus years helping people to create and maintain meaningful relationships with sizzling sex without the shame. We are working our way through the erotic alphabet one letter at a time. And today the letter is D, and D is for desire. And we're going to be doing a little bit of a different take on desire today. Joining me is Dr. Angela Wilson. She is a serial entrepreneur, mind matrix specialist, transcendence expert, author, wealth and success strategist, celebrity interviewer, humanitarian activist, global peace and civility ambassador, international speaker, and actress. Welcome to the show.
You're welcome, and it's my pleasure to be here.
So, one of the things that clients come with fairly frequently is a mismatch in desire, where one person's desire is more intense than the others, and they can't seem to work their way through that. It's an area I deal with a lot, and I wondered what your take on that is.
Okay, when you see a mismatch, I think that tap into the three level of minds: conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind. Consciously, sometimes the couple, they are not on the same page to have the same kind of opinion or strategy or maybe rational desire on intimacy. That's a one mismatch. Second level is emotional match. For True. Example, if couples, they have a debate yesterday, or for example, if they run business together, they have arguments in how they run business, then when they come back to the bedroom, they're still emotionally connected with the business, but cannot fully engaged with intimacy. The other level of disconnection is because the unconscious mind. Sigmund Freud said, unconscious mind is largely inaccessible. If you Google, you know, the Sigmund Freud, you will see the iceberg. You will see the unconscious mind actually is occupying 80% of human's mind.
So, yeah, I mean, I actually tend to look at it more in a Jungian fashion, and it is accessible. It's just not accessible in the same ways that we access conscious thought. I think that it's interesting to me how often people who are doing well in one area of their relationship will find their conflict will move to another area. So, like when you mentioned the business, you know, they're in business together and they're arguing and it impacts negatively on their sex lives. But also sometimes I find that a client will come in and say, everything works except. Right? Everything works except this one area, whatever that area is.
Yeah, great. So when you see, you know, I do agree with you, it's like is accessible in if we take it to another level. For example, Albert Einstein said, yeah, everything is energy. So sexual energy is energy. Yes. The energy for business is energy. If we shift our mindset to look at every level of our mind, regardless is talking about wealth, business, personal life, if everything is energy, then we can align all this energy together. Basically, we can trigger all the energy and push the unconscious mind open. And the reason so many people, couple, have an issue with intimacy because, like you said, they're not really open. To open it is the best way is to tap into your energy range.
So I often talk about, at events, I often talk about the fact that energy is energy and it doesn't actually matter how you kindle it. So it's no different. The energy that we call sexual energy is being no different than any other energy.
Mm-hmm. And since, that's correct.
And it doesn't matter how you kindle it, and sex is one of the easiest ways to kindle it. It's one of our quickest access points.
Because that's human's nature. We are designed to have that gift. But most couples, they didn't tap into that gift. Why? They have a desire to be fulfilled, but they have kind of a barrier to communicate with the partner at the same level. I have many clients come to me. They can be multimillionaire, but they cannot talk to their partner about what the missing desire. But maybe the partner feel the same way.
Yeah. Yes, that's frequently the case. So underlying it a lot of the time is an inability to communicate about these things, because for whatever reason, we identify these things as wrong or bad or taboo, that people just don't communicate. It amazes me how you can have people who have been in a sexual relationship for 10, 15, 20 years and they've never talked about sex.
Yeah, I'm
not quite sure how you do that.
I do agree with you. You know, but the point is, even they maybe do not talk to their partner, serious partner, but a percentage of them actually have a love affair. They maybe go to massage place. They have a secret date. You know, when they come to me for the session, oh my God. So basically, they feel embarrassed to talk in front of their committed partner, because they may be worried, okay, how my partner will look at me, or maybe my partner will not fulfill my desire anyhow, so why should I bother? I'd better to looking for the replacement outside.
That's definitely an issue. There's so often I always say that the closer a person is to you, the more concerning it is if they reject you. So if you have a desire that you're afraid somebody will reject you for, the thing that you don't want to do is to mention that desire to them, because
yes, you're right. But sometimes from the information I pick up from cons, it's like, you know, human being can have a different persona, right? You can be very serious in business, but when you close the door with your intimate partner, and you can actually act a different way. Yeah, you can forget who you are in business, and maybe serious in politician if you are working in the government, or you are senator, for example. Then when you close the door, you are yourself. You are naturally just yourself.
Yep.
And you should forget your social status, you know, all these titles. But it's hard for people to actually remove that when they come to the intimacy. And that's also give a trouble in that. You know, I actually did a research. You know, if you Google online, you can see some website talking about the intimacy. They actually ask, do you looking for some like a secret date? And the person you're looking for, they already have husband and wife, you know. It's like everyone is, they focus on market who are in the engagement, serious with, in serious relationship. But meanwhile, they want some like pepper, spice outside. That's actually bizarre. It's not good for the long-term relationship. It's not healthy at all.
Well, I mean, there are some people who actually make conscious choices in relationships to have more than one, and they work out well because everybody negotiates, and so everybody knows what's going on.
I do know this, the type of relationship, like both, they're open, they can date outside. I also know that. Yeah,
but the reason those work is because of consent, because they discuss it and they agree and there's no betrayal. But I always say that the worst thing in a relationship, in a long-term relationship, that you can do is break whatever agreement it is you have. It doesn't matter what kind of agreement it is, but if you break it and you lie to your partner, getting past that is very, very difficult.
Yeah. You are right. You're right. If they're open, then both agree, then no problem. But I also encounter with couple, they agreed, but then later on they regret, then start fight with each other because one of them have the emotional issue. By being open, like even they swap exchange partner, or you know, they're open, you go to the, like a swap club or something like that.
Yeah, but that's only one kind of open. I mean, that's sexual openness, but there are many people who actually have also other relationships. I mean, I certainly do. And that takes a different kind of understanding and negotiation. Mm. And also, you need to know yourself emotionally. You need to know yourself well. Right. And often people don't. And so that's very difficult, because if you don't know how you function, you don't have self-confidence, you don't feel confident within in your relationship, you can't really make that fly. So we're a couple of minutes before break. In the next segment, we're going to talk some about what to do when you have overwhelming desire. So your desire is so high that you can focus on nothing else. We'll see what kind of ideas we've got about whether you need to decrease that, or is there something else you can do with that energy? We'll be back in a couple of minutes after some words from our sponsors.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite hosts. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has a mobile app for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle. Visit the Apple App Store, Amazon, or Google Play to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to LoriBeth@DrLoriBethBisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee, and this is part two of D is for Desire, and I'm with Dr. Angela Wilson. And we said in the last segment that this segment we talk about what do you do when somebody has overwhelming desire, and is there such thing as too much desire?
Put like this, because I'm working on the energy realm, like people can transcend beyond the transformation. So from my opinion, that's my personal opinion, there never be an overwhelmed desire. But it's how you manage your energy, your desired energy. As we talked before, sexual desire, desire for business actually is all energy. Depends on how you tap into that. And I recognize some entrepreneurs, if they really depress so-called overwhelmed energy just because they lack of the right communication with the partner, they actually, their passion in business reduced, they actually lose some profit because they don't have the passion in their business, although they want to be more successful. I have several clients like that.
So that's interesting, because I often say that, the thing that gives, one of the things that brings charisma is when you're aligned in this way. So if you're integrated and you're not frustrated, and sexually you're getting what you want, and you're in a or a number of good relationships, and you're being fully yourself, then that communicates in every area of your life. But if you're not, also, people feel that. They feel it is a disconnect, and so it negatively impacts everything.
That's correct. You know, Napoleon Hill have a book. I think it's called Think Rich. What is the book name? I think it's called Think Rich. He actually talk about sex, how to transform your business, use your sexual energy. So basically, all these business people actually who love Napoleon Hill all read that book. But I still see they suffer. When I spoke at a stage in Los Angeles years ago, and the couple of thousand audience, majority of them are really very successful, powerful business people. But they have, even they read the book, still have an issue how to transcend their sexual life in a high, in another level, actually have a good intimacy.
And it's always interesting to me, because it is related, but people so often are not integrated. And I think that's the key. It's that level of integration. So self-knowledge, which is hugely important and which often takes a back seat. And then moving from self-knowledge to self-acceptance, right? So you know about yourself, you accept yourself, and really fully stepping into who you are. And that's something that we practice doing in business, and it's something that we practice doing in other areas of our lives, but not when it comes to our sexuality.
Yeah, and that's also related, I think maybe related with the education in the childhood or cultural background. If they were told never talk about sex, you know, they feel kind of embarrassment. They just depress themselves. That's also reason why some people, they, one hand, they have a strong desire, but the other side, the other hand, they actually complain their partner didn't fulfill them. But if you do not communicate, how your partner know what you are looking for?
Exactly. But people think, I think, and particularly heterosexual, heteronormative couples, they have a set of expectations about sex that comes from kind of the Disney view of the world, right? So you meet that person and you fall in love and you move in together and you get married, and the whole communication around sex is as though you're a mind reader. There's nowhere in that scenario where they say, and you sit down and you talk about what you like and you figure out if you like the same things and you explore things together. It's all assumed. And
you're
so
right.
They don't learn.
And you remind me something. You know, if you are looking for a love, it's different when you are looking for a love with someone who actually have a compatible sexual desire. I think many couples, when they're looking for the, what is called the soulmate or best match, one hand, they maybe have a strong sexual desire, but when they're looking for partner, they find a partner maybe have a good communication with them, they feel good at mind level, a knowledge level, but then when come to the bedroom, that person actually cannot compete with self-desire. That means the person doesn't match you at this level, intimacy level.
Yep. And people don't often talk about that.
That's
when
right.
When they're looking for a partner, they don't look at, and well, I'm going to qualify that. People who have ordinary, and I'm putting it in quotes, because I hate the word normal, so we'll say ordinary. Ordinary sexual sexual interests and desire don't often look to see if someone's compatible. People who feel they have unusual desires, that's the first thing they look at. And so they see, is this person sexually compatible? Yes. Okay. Are these other things compatible? Is this person sexually compatible? No. Move on. But anybody who sees themselves as ordinary, so heteronormative, they don't even talk about that. They don't even think about the fact that they might not be compatible. It's like it's not even a thing.
You're right. You're right. That's also the reason why there are issues in later on relationship. Because that's actually beginning, you didn't do the match at that level.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I actually suggest some of my clients, you know, I told them, you need to know which one is more important in your relationship. We know nobody is perfect, yeah? But you need to choose your preference. If you prefer, put like this, if you think the intimacy, the sexual life is super important for you, keep the relationship, your commitment for long term, you want to really focus on the first priority, that person are compatible with you in intimacy level.
Yep.
Then from that group, you find a person, then like a business level, you know, communication level, yeah, in career, in other things, also compatible. But don't do opposite. But most people, they do opposite. It's like, oh, that person, you know, so socially looks like is the best fit. But how about in your bedroom? Yeah, because at the end, you want to enjoy your life, right?
Yes. And they often don't look at that. And I think you're right. That nobody's going to be perfect. And therefore, you have to make sure that you make choices about what's important to you. But I also like to highlight for people what the difference is between a romantic relationship and a friendship. And the difference is, in a romantic relationship, you have sex. So if you don't have an attraction for this person, I've seen people do this where they say, I've met my soulmate, and they talk to you all about it, and then they say, well, I'm not physically attracted to them.
Yes.
And so you've met your best friend, but not your soulmate.
Yes. Okay, soulmates. Okay, soulmates doesn't necessarily means that person can match you in the intimacy level. Soulmates can be means you have a good conversation. You know, many people who are on the journey on like enlightenment, the spiritual life, they have a soulmates. Yeah, they can be the soulmates for each other, but they never actually tap in the feeling like they have an intimacy. They never have that desire. But the intimacy is completely different. Intimacy is really when you really decide to open your, what it's called, you can even see your privacy or weakness, yeah? Because when we are naked, we are completely show the vulnerable part.
Yep.
So most people, especially those people who are very successful and they normally carry a mask, yeah? It's hard for them to be as open as possible, as open as like a natural person. Yeah, we are not connected with the society and be with a partner, enjoy the intimacy of each other.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's something that people don't think through well enough. And because they don't think it through well enough, they find themselves in situations where they've committed to a relationship, they've been in a relationship for a while, and then they discover that actually this doesn't really work for them. One of the things that I also like to remind people is that the first 6 months of a relationship, when you've got all that lovely new energy, people do all sorts of things that they don't necessarily do regularly. So they'll engage in sexual acts because they know you want this or they think you want this, but it's not something they normally enjoy doing. They'll have sex a lot, even though that's not something that they normally enjoy. And so you need to be clear at the beginning that people are acting in accordance with what they would normally do and not expect them to behave a year from now the same as they did in the first 6 months. Sometimes people wake up and feel like they've experienced a bait and switch, right? That, you know, the person wasn't honest with them. And it's just that it's that beginning energy.
But yeah, you are right. You are right. And the beginning energy, because people get excited, it's like this. It's like some businesses, they are very good, like sell their service to clients. Yeah. Once the clients sign the contract, they think, oh, the deal is done. I relax. I do not continue to maintain the service. And the many relationships are like that. So they sign the contract to get you in, get each other in, maybe both sides think this way. Then they say, oh my God, finally we are moving together or get married and now we are settled. You know, there you can see they don't even dress attractive.
Absolutely.
Like a bag, you know, you don't see the sexy body. They don't dress like how they date each other before. They think, no. I'm settled. Why should we waste the energy and the time and effort, do the makeup, dress up, oh, too exhausted. We already know each other in bed, you know? So why we should worry about that? But they forgot one thing. How you attract your partner, how your partner attract you is based on that kind of how they behave or the persona at the time. So you want to keep this persona the rest of your life if you want to keep the intimacy. Sometimes we do need to keep a distance. Yes, in the bedroom open. But outside the bedroom, you still want you change your persona and then to create some charisma. Yeah? Yeah. So then create, basically like you create, the charisma, then each other get like the feeling like a mechanism. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then actually you get a more excited. Then
absolutely.
You want more desire with it. But then if you think, oh, he's so exhausted, then you change your nutrition, change your diet.
Absolutely. So we are about a minute from break. And when we come back, we'll continue more on this. This is really important. You know, people have to remember that you still need to put the effort in and the work in if you want to maintain that relationship and grow it. Because it can get bigger than the beginning. We'll be back after some words from our sponsors in a couple of minutes.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Abre mi corazón.
There is a difference in health and wellness programs. There can be mainstream programs, and then there is something extra. That something extra is called tips to keep you healthy, happy, and motivated with your host, Kristen Harper. If you want to hear some behind-the-scenes talk radio when it comes to health and wellness, the why as well as the how, be sure to tune in each week. This show will inspire you to be healthy and happy for life, as well as become the best version of yourself. Listen Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has a mobile app for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle. Visit the Apple App Store, Amazon, or Google Play to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to LoriBeth@DrLoriBethBisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. And this is D is for Desire. And I am with the amazing Dr. Angela Wilson. And we were talking about keeping a relationship alive. So what you were saying just before we went to break was that it is important that you maintain that persona that you had with the charisma that you used to magnetize the relationship at the beginning. But that unfortunately people often let that go and then wonder why their intimacy sort of starts falling away.
Yeah, and you know, it's super important to have a variety of persona in the relationship. I mean, especially when close the door. Human needs, hierarchy human needs, talking about we also want a variety. And we can use the sexual desire to actually expand it. And that actually can help you to be more successful in your career and business. Yeah, I actually suggest some couple, for example, like you said, you know, if you have so-called overwhelmed sexual desire, maybe you want to talk to your partner. Regardless if you have an open talk, like have an exchange partner swap relationship or have an open relationship, the other way you can do is you can actually do a role play.
Yes.
In bedroom. When you do a role play, you actually can act. You and your partner can act as a different person to kill the desire, to burn the desire, and to the highest level to enjoy the desire.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And that level of variety really...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, you can go to the adult shop. You can buy different, you know, dresses, you know. Yeah, to just explore your sexual desire, the sexual energy. Once you are satisfied, and actually you can be more focused in your business for another level of success. And also, if you and your partner can agree with this, your relationship can be so good and also reliable. You can be very loyal to each other. Because you, one person, can play role as a different person. So then you don't even bother to, you know, could go out to also have a love affair behind your partner. Does it make sense?
Yes. No, I mean, I think when people are monogamous, that one of the ways that they can really keep some excitement in is by doing role play. And it's so important because as human beings, we like novelty and we like mystery. And when you've known somebody for 15 years, novelty and mystery aren't so easy. But if you play a character, you play a role, you bring out something new, that's a great way of putting the mystery and novelty back in so that you can keep things alive. And, you know, I often, when we talk with people about things like this, we run up against myths like that, you know, desire naturally will die away in a relationship. And it doesn't have to. Certainly.
Yeah, you are right. And, you know, so when we talk about the sexual energy is dynamic, when we actually do the role play, we actually can act differently. That actually helps to release the energy. Mm-hmm. Then you can see your whole so-called abundant energy inside your body, you so-called unfulfilled, even can, you know, for example, if people have a kind of like depression, for example, mm-hmm. that can be caused because depressed or unfulfilled sexual life. That also can also help to reduce anxiety. If people have an anxiety problem, mm-hmm. yeah, anxiety is a vibration. Yeah, because I train how to change the vibration inside the body. So when you use your sexual desire, yeah, and do the role play, you can actually free yourself from the anxiety symptom. Because yep. you start being honest Yeah, honest to yourself and the face to your partner, and the partner also facing to you. You are completely open to each other. That gives you confidence in your business, in your career.
Absolutely. I mean, the level of vulnerability is definitely a thing that impacts positively on desire. I mean, one of the things that I'm constantly saying is that confidence is sexy. Confidence is really sexy.
I like the words. Yeah.
And so if you're sexually confident, people just are drawn to you. But vulnerability is sexy too. And if you can be really open to your partner, that also increases desire.
Yes. I totally agree.
And sometimes desire changes as a function of health and as a function of hormones. And so that can be one that's quite difficult when, for example, women going through menopause can have drops in desires along with surges in desire that alternate, which can cause issues. And men, people don't talk about this very often. I mean, we always talk about menopause. We talk a lot about, women's midlife and later life changes. But what we don't talk about is the fact that men also have changes in hormones that impact on their desire. They don't really want to talk about that.
Yeah, yes, and also sexual desire, if it is fulfilled, actually can increase the immunity. And if you can see people when they sexually content, their relationship is good, they feel positive, they sometimes forget they are sick, But if you can always keep a good relationship and sexually satisfied with your partner, your immune system going up and your confidence going up too. It's like energy all pumped up.
Yeah. And as we were saying earlier, that is the quickest way to pump energy up.
Yeah, that's a nature. That's a gift. Nature gave to us. But most people forgot and then waste it,
Yeah, no, I mean, people are sort of like, well, what are you suggesting? Do you suggest people masturbate before they go on stage or something like that? And I was like, why not? Why not? Just don't. If you're going to do that, don't go through to orgasm.
you remind me one thing, okay? I actually come from herbal medicine family. My both parents are Western medicine doctor, while my father's side is, to him, is an 11th generation herbal medicine practitioner. And also I myself is also 22nd energy healing, the Taoism. In the Taoism, there is a special technique how to preserve your sexual energy. You can have a sex, like you said, do not have an orgasm. But in the Taoism, there is a technique. You can have a sex, enjoy it. But what happens is you do not have wasting your sperm. And what happens is, put it like this. If you watch some martial arts kung fu movie in old China, they're very special technique for those people who want to reach highest level of kung fu. Yeah, they actually use their sexual energy to empower their energy for fighting.
If I remember correctly, I think I read Mantak Chia's books in 1987. So that was the first time I came across that as a technique. The first one was for men, then there was one written for women as well. But people tend to focus on the male because the male are the one who's expel. Mm-hmm. And we don't necessarily. We don't ejaculate necessarily. We can, but we don't. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
To satisfy your sexual desire is not something new, it's a traditional. And regardless of the cultural difference, but people public do not really know that much unless you really, like me, I learned that because I'm the 22nd generation. I'm working on the mind matrix, to the highest level. And then I have to research, and to really master what is going on. Then I can serve in these different kinds. There are also techniques how to help also both sides, male and female, how to preserve the energy. You can have as much sex intimacy, yeah, as you want, but meanwhile you do not really draw your energy. The way is actually to keep your body liquids, yeah, put like this in a conservative way, actually reserving the body. Actually, you can trigger that energy for your business and success, because you, when you keep that in your inside your body, what happens then, your immune system can keep stable.
Cool. So it's a similar idea, and there are techniques you can learn. You can access training, and it's not actually that difficult if you know where to look. So we're a couple of minutes from break, and when we get back, our last segment, we'll talk about these sorts of things and wrap up on desire this time. And I'll see you all when we get back in a couple of minutes after some words from our sponsors.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite hosts. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.
We're with you wherever Alexa and Google are. At home, in the car, on your smart TV, and your connected devices.
Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Google. Play my favorite Voice America podcast on TuneIn.
It's just that easy. But make sure you actually mention the name of the podcast show to make it work.
Functional Medicine with Dr. Robbins looks at how natural healing and biological dentistry can safely and effectively treat most health problems. You'll hear about the innovations in both traditional and alternative medicine therapies with doctors and dentists, along with discussions with chiropractors, medical experts, homeopaths, naturopaths, and energetic healers. It's great to have all the best information in one place. And Functional Medicine with Dr. Robbins brings it all together. Listen Thursdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to Lori Beth at drloribethbisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. And this week it's D is for Desire. And I'm here with the amazing Dr. Angela Wilson. And this is the fourth and last segment. So we were talking about before the break, the idea that there are techniques where you can learn how to retain your ejaculate and therefore retain and keep the energy stable in internally so that you can use that sexual energy in other places in your life, including in beefing your immune system, which will have all sorts of health benefits.
Yeah, and you know, and also when talking about the reserve, the sexual energy, even you have an intimacy, and that's also related with climate. For example, I'm in Brisbane, Australia. We're always hot here, right? Then what diet you choose and what ingredients choose will be different when you're living in a cold place. Like currently in America, it's cold, right? Many places cold. That will be different. And also how, and the energy you use in the sexual life. For example, if you tonight, you want to really enjoy the special night with your partner, then a couple of days before that happens, you want to change your diet. That diet should be also is helping you to push the energy through inside your body.
So how, what kind of dietary changes would you be making in that circumstance?
Okay, then depends on the person's personality. For example, if a person is like a too shy, okay, feel like kind of like a little bit drunk, then maybe need some spice. Yeah, something actually can make you feel, you know, you are really happy with that, yeah? And also, maybe you want to drink a lot of juice.
Okay.
But you feel sometimes you are you have too much overwhelmed energy. Maybe you need to be compatible with your partner. You want to change other diet. You want to remove some spicy things. That's very important. I actually also teach days when clients like when they have intimacy, but meanwhile they want pregnant. Yeah, mm-hmm. That will be different. Yeah.
Yep.
So they need to change the diet again in order to actually have the best pregnancy.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's not surprising that if that was the goal, that you would be doing something differently, not only with diet but energetically, if creation is the goal versus.
That's right. And vitamin B is very important, but you don't need to take pills vitamin B. You can choose something like a brown rice. Yeah. Something, you know, really have the vitamin B inside. That's super important because that actually help you to reduce the anxiety and keep your immune system, the energy pump up.
I mean, normally when you talk about vitamin B, do you talk about all the vitamin Bs or just?
All kinds of. Because what I suggest to you, you know, like some bread, like a wheat bread is also good. You know, when clients come to me, when they talk about sexual life, how to satisfy themselves and with partner, but meanwhile, if they have PTSD or, you know, this kind of, you know, depression or a complex of mental suffering, I normally mm-hmm. do treatment with them only after they take maybe a couple of days with a special diet to pump up the immune system. Then I can do the triggered energy very fast because their body can be compatible. Sexual life also can be energy consuming, yeah?
Absolutely.
You want to enjoy, but you also want to protect your body. Oh, and another thing I want to mention, this is super important, I think. One of my clients told me after a couple of months, actually he has one kidney removed. So there is a different story when you have a kidney issue. Yeah, then mm-hmm. you want to really, really be very careful how to have sexual life. You can still enjoy sexual life, but you don't want to really waste your body liquids. I use a conservative words, okay? Mm-hmm. Body liquids to waste it outside. You can enjoy sexual life, but you want to reserve the energy. What happens? You can recycle the energy inside your body.
Right.
Because kidney, you know, from the what is called a Chinese medicine, yeah,
yeah,
and the kidney is so key for the sexual energy. You want to reserve it, and you can also take a very special herb. Yeah, if you Google it, you maybe find some special herb actually you can drink it every day, because you only have one kidney, not two kidney. Yeah, you cannot.
Right.
Take the same action like people who have same desire like you, same desire level like you, but that person have two kidney. Yeah, you only have one, so
yeah.
You want to use other herbs to pump up so you can protect your kidney, so it can run for the next 60 years. Does it
absolutely.
Make sense?
Absolutely, it's really important. So if people want to find you, where should they look for you?
So they can go to the website pathtolipti.com, P-A-T-H-T-O, liberry.com. Actually, I released the formula, how to transcend, talking about the secret formula there. And once you subscribe, and then you can see all my detail. Yeah, my personal mobile number there. And also, if they sign up, because if they are listening to this awesome, you know, radio show, they actually can send me email with the message, Sex with Dr. Rain. And they will get a package, which is called Peace Talk Package, which I talk about body energy, mind energy, soul energy.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. I thank you so much for joining me. This has been so much fun. So let's talk about what else is going on in the world right now, or at least in my world right now. We have upcoming, we have ongoing first. We have ongoing the crowdfunder in order to create a website with membership space and safe space for talking about sex and relationships. This membership site will have forums where you can talk about various topics, self-guided education, and live education and live events by selected educators. This is so important because we keep being censored and shadow banned, and people who want this information and need this information want to share in a space where they know that they're not being overlooked or listened to. So if you would like to donate, please head over to my website, which is drloribethbisbee.com, and grab the link for the crowdfunder. For those of you who want it clearly, it is crowdfunder.co.uk, and it's create a membership website with virtual safe space. That's literally what it is, with dashes in between. This is going on for the next few weeks. Upcoming, we have an online play party that is going to happen on the 2nd of April. There are going to be all sorts of fun activities. We're in a virtual space where we can move around and have different activities. It'll be a lot more like a party than like a Zoom with breakout rooms. So if you're interested, the best way to get information is to get on my mailing list. You can do that by going to DrLoriBethBisbee.com. You can also come and join my Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/DrLoriBethBisbee. It's a membership group. You can't miss it. That's another place where you can get information really quickly. Next week, the letter is E. I'm not sure what we're doing for E yet, but you can bet it'll be fun. In 2 weeks, the letter is F, and we have a special guest. We have Dr. Elizabeth Sheff coming on to talk about polyamorous families. So it's F is for polyamorous families. I'm really excited about that one, so put it in your calendar. It should be loads of fun. Stay safe. Please wear your masks and have a wonderful week, and I look forward to seeing you all soon.